The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Hey, Misfits! Welcome! This is a Misfit Melodrama episode. And this is where me and another comedian, we get together and we riff on your stories. That's right. You can submit your own crazy family and misfit stories at 646-WANG-0X1, or you can send it directly from the podcast page at LaurenLogi.com. And so we're going to riff on the stories. And as always, the stories and the riffs, it's really all more about us than anything else. We're related to our own craziness because, trust me, we are as crazy as anyone else out there. Before we go into it, I have another Misfit podcast recommendation. That's right. Every week we have profiling another podcast that misfits like you might enjoy. This one is by Elizabeth Emery, and it's called Hear Her Sports. She interviews different female athletes about their challenges and where they are and where we are with women's sports. I was an athlete for a very long time. I remember when I was first playing like softball, they would close the concession stand once the boys' games had finished. I mean, just things have come far, but there are certainly a lot to do. So listen to Hear Her Sports, and you'll hear the stories from athletes about what it's like and what we need to improve. Inspiring and also informative. Before we go into Misfit Melodrama with comedian Cindy Arena, you can support the podcast by rating and reviewing it. Social proof for other misfits, because misfits trust other misfits to know what's good. You can sign up at LaurenLogi.com, or you can sponsor a podcast. We're making it accessible for individuals or small businesses to sponsor. We have been doing this once a week, the first 6 weeks, and then we go to every other week. We'd love to do it every week. So if you want to help us make that happen, consider sponsoring a podcast, maybe for your birthday, a friend's birthday. We'll make it all about you. It'll be a lot of fun. So go to LaurenLogi.com, click on listen and podcast, and you could contact us there to make it happen. Yay. All right. So this Misfit Melodrama with Cindy Arena was so fun to record. We had so many laughs. I think you're going to enjoy it. The humor gets dark, but hey, listen, if you're a misfit, you're used to crazy stuff. So strap on in and get ready for some Misfit Melodrama with Cindy Arena. All right. So Cindy Arena is in the house.
Yes. Hello. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell us a little bit about your podcast before we go into our segment.
We're currently on break. I'm going to come back again the end of August. But yeah, it's called Degenerate Boomer. And we pretty much, like you, we have comedians on. And I like to get their opinion on how they deal with telling jokes to the different generations in the audience. You know what I mean? It's because it can be a tough thing, you know, to hit a 75-year-old when you're 22.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and right. And you know, in the big clubs, it's middle America. It's very mixed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you've got to kind of pander to them all.
Yeah.
You know? And so we talk about that, and then we'll take one subject and we will talk about how they consumed it as opposed to now. So we could pick music. I used to listen to my music on record, right? And then when I have on these young, the Gen Z, right? It was, they went to MP3, whatever. They skipped CD and cassette, some of them. They have no idea what a record player is. So we'll do that. We'll talk, pick a cell phone or even weed, you know, weed.
And you guys are, you're not like proper boomers. You guys are like fucking crazy lunatics.
Right. I mean, I really am. If you get technical, I kind of have Gen X. You know what I mean? I'm like right on the cusp of but I think it's funnier to call myself a boomer. So, you know, but yeah. So that's pretty much what our podcast is about. And, you know, we have a lot of fun. And it's always great having on the young kids, you know, and me telling stories, and my co-host is an elder millennial, and we tell stories, and these young kids are like, mind is blown, like what we used to do as opposed to what they do.
Super fun. You
know? They're all coddled. You know what I mean? We grew up. Oh my God, it was a free for all, right? Every man for themselves.
I have a character, Cynthia, who's like a Gen X, and she's an homage to, like, I'm an elder millennial, but all my older friends were Gen X, and my older cousins, and I admired them so much because they did not give a fuck.
They didn't. And you probably had a lot of that in you. You know, even though you were an elder millennial, you probably identify with a ton of Gen X stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It was like what to aspire to, like, kind of like,
but because I have young kids, they're 28 and 30, but I also can really identify with that age group too, because I raised them, but I wasn't a helicopter mom.
Yeah.
You know, I was your typical, like, you know, throw them in the water and swim, bitch. I tried to raise them the way I was. It probably wasn't the greatest, but that's okay. My kids turned out okay. So
are they like Gen X-y in their,
they're very Z-ish. Very. My one daughter lives in Brooklyn. She's a hipster. I mean, she's very, so they're pretty much like elder Gen Z.
Got it.
Right. 29, 28 and 30. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right. Interesting. Cause that's a Gen X, like, cause you're on the Gen X cusp, raised Gen Z. I like Gen Z a lot.
I do. You know what? They're going to save us.
I agree.
Thank you. I'm counting on, listen, I am a lesbian. I've been marching in these parades for many years. I'm tired. I'm tired of marching for my rights. I'm counting on these kids to pick up the slack, because we're going backwards and we need them now more than ever.
Yes. And people say, like, oh, the news is can be so misleading. Like, they are so attuned to that shit. They see past it way more. It's like it's almost like other generations are getting, like, waylaid by the media. But they are very savvy, I believe, to it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of that of Gen Z that bothers me, like the very wokeness, you know, because I do walk a fine line, but I think I get away with it because they see me, oh, she's a lesbian boomer. She's cool. She can say what she wants. We get her. You know what I mean?
I think they need to know that you believe, like, you're not, that they need to be reassured you're on their side.
Absolutely. And they know she's a lesbian. I have a daughter who's a lesbian. Of course she's on our side. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I still have to inject my opinion and rip on them a little.
It's fair enough. I mean, don't put on us. Bigger rip on them.
Right. Exactly. It's all done with love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Even with the podcast, like, you know, they'll come after me about, you know, wearing straight leg jeans still. They're like, oh, that's not in style anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's fun. I enjoy riffing with the kids. They crack me up.
And speaking of riff, we're going to bring on Carmella because we have our crazy family story experience. I'm going to read the family story that was submitted at Misfit Variety Show, Ancestry.comedy, and then we'll have some fun.
Yes.
All right. So thank you. It's so good to see you, Cindy. You're a little younger than me. I'm the older ones in Boca, you know, whatever, doing our thing. I'm more of the martini parliament by the pool kind of older.
Yeah. Your skin looks amazing. Well, your skin. Yeah.
What can I say? I use an umbrella all the time. All right. So, okay. Here's the first one. The question, what we always pose to everyone, what's the craziest or most unforgettable family experience you've ever had? It could be a holiday reunion or any other event where your family was together. Okay. This person says, my mother is a shrink and my father is a rabbi. I was screwed from day one. Okay. I don't know if they were trying to have some rabbi priest jokes in there. I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Are they screwed from day one?
I mean, it's you know, it sounded kind of, let's hear what else happens with these people.
That's it. That's all they said.
I need a story.
Yeah.
I want to hear about one of their craziest dinners, right? Family dinner. I want to see them get analyzed.
Yeah, this is the script for a sitcom or something. So whatever that was, next time you come to a show, give us some details so we have something to work off of.
Yeah.
This is another short one, another person who doesn't want to share. Share. If you're going to share, share. Jesus Christ. A rabbit got loose in the apartment and we chased it all day. That's all they had for us.
That's it?
That's it. A rabbit got loose in the apartment and we chased it all day.
You know, I want something good here. Come on. I need some really good stories about the ancestry. Wait a minute. What's this got to do with ancestry?
Well, I guess it's asking for a crazy or unforgettable family experience.
Okay. Well, all right, I guess that they chased it all. I would have been better if it was like a snake or a rat.
Right. Yeah. I guess the priest and the rabbi could eat that rabbit. It's not no forbidden food, but
once it got caught, as long as it's got to be kosher, right?
Yeah, I have got to be kosher. What I don't know what they got to do, but I know somebody.
I don't know.
I got a guy. He'll come over.
I got a guy.
Someone telling me, I have a cousin. I have these crazy cousins. They had a rabbit farm. And I don't ever want to have a rabbit in my life. They had a rabbit farm, but it was like just in their shed. It wasn't official.
Right.
And then they would just kill them at random. It was very weird.
Yeah. That's like, you're eating your pet. That's you're moving into like eating your pet territory.
Yeah. It's gross. I can't
do it. I don't eat rabbit. Do you?
Well, depends. If it has enough cheese sauce on it, maybe I'll consider.
If it's been in the pasta sauce all day cooking, I don't know. Still,
some of the old school Italians might do a little.
My grandma used to put the squirrel in there, and she wouldn't tell us. And I learned you got to see what's in grandma's sauce. You want to know where she got them? They shot them in the backyard and they lived in the city. That's like eating a rat. You don't eat a squirrel that was just climbing down the telephone pole.
And you live to tell the tale. This is the most incredible.
This is the old school Italian. She thought she was in the hills over in Sicily while she was. And one time she even got a raccoon and put that in her sauce.
Oh, geez.
That's a garbage
animal.
That's
disgusting. You ate garbage by association.
I didn't eat it. I didn't eat the sauce. Grandma wasn't fooling me.
So she shot them and skinned them?
The neighbors would shoot them with a little pellet, right? And then she'd get them and she'd skin them and put them in the sauce for Sunday on Sunday and trick us and make us think we were eating something other than a squirrel or a raccoon that just ate out of the dumpster behind the alley.
That's crazy. So the neighbors had a ring going.
They had a ring. They had a ring going, but only to the Italiano. My grandma.
Your grandma was their biggest customer. Wow.
It's wrong. It's wrong on every level. Never eat. Never ever do you eat the grandma sauce.
I think maybe that's just your grandma, Cindy. I don't know.
I don't know. I bet you there's other ones out there. If there's any out there, let me know. You're my family. Maybe we're hooked on the ancestry chain somewhere.
There it goes. Maybe that's how. Maybe it changes your DNA, so you're automatically hooked somehow. Anyone, write in, and also people, just to say this, everyone can write in with their own story. Just DM Lauren on Instagram or something. Make it easy. Okay. You'll just email her.
Yeah. Make it easy. Right.
Make it easy. All right. So this is a little more crazy. They wrote a little more. My uncle found out his wife of 20 plus years found out his wife was cheating on them. Okay. His uncle found out his wife found out his wife was cheating on him. People need some English lessons when they do this, but I appreciate sending it in. Okay. He was crazy upset and was found hanging from the ceiling fan. He was all right. We joke about it with him today. So the uncle found out that his wife was cheating on him.
Right.
And then he hung himself with the ceiling fan, but it was like not that. He didn't do a good job.
He didn't die. I'm taking it.
Yes. And they joke about it.
They joke about that he failed at it.
It's like that new show, Flowers.
I haven't watched that yet.
And they have this thing. Maybe they stole it from the show. Who knows?
All right.
Olivia Pope. All right. Okay. I mean, does anyone in your family hang themselves, Cindy?
No. Mm-mm. Mm. Not even if we ate that raccoon by mistake, we still, we toughed it out.
Mm. Yeah, my family, you know, a few people do off themselves, but you know, what can you do? What can you do? What happens? They did not make it into the sauce. FYI. See, Cindy, I can't be canceled because I'm retired.
Oh, I get it. You're already done.
I'm already done. So what do I care? All right. Okay. All right. Next. All right. So, oh, this is a good one. Here we go. We got to look at this. This is, all right. We got a really, really good one. All right. So, my cousin and I flew to Scotland in September 2018 to visit family. Our grandpa met our grand there during the war in 1940. Our great-grand hired a private detective to check him out before allowing her daughter to travel by boat to the USA to marry him. Anyway, I was so excited because I found out these cheap tickets, cheap for a reason. We ended up in the last row of the place on opposite side, on the plane on opposite sides. I quickly realized the people I was sitting between were married. I asked them if they wanted to sit next to each other. Simultaneously, they said no. Cindy, you have a, we'll talk about your viral video after this. I shared this story with my Scottish cousins. They said they had must have been American. I said, no, they were Scottish. They were shocked. We had an amazing trip with our family, laughing, drinking, trying different foods, visiting castles, walking in the Highlands, listening to bagpipes. So grateful for them. Three fun facts about my cousin and I. My birthday is 3779. Hers is 21480. So we are the same age for 3 weeks every year. Okay. We used to make up dance routines to put on shows for our family. And I married my cousin's husband's younger brother's Valentine's Day 2022. Yes, on her birthday. So she married a cousin. She makes up dance routines. And she went to Scotland on the cheap. First of all, tell us about, so you had an experience. So this married couple didn't want to sit next to each other. Tell us about your experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now I am currently going viral because there was a woman who didn't have a seat next to her two kids. And she asked the lady to move and said, you know, can we trade so I can sit with my kids? And the lady said, no, that was it. Now, after reading the story, they were teenager kids anyway. It wasn't that bad. But 20 years ago, I was flying with my two little kids. At the time, they were only 4 and 6. And the airline kept canceling our flight. We were heading down to Florida. The airline kept canceling our flight, but they rebooked us, but they didn't seat me next to my kids. It wasn't my fault. I said, ma'am, would you please move? She said, no, I'm not moving. I said, okay, that's fine. I went to my other assigned seat. I left her with my two small children. She picked it, not me. And I knew the stewardess was going to come. Sure enough, the stewardess comes. She says, you know, she'd like to trade seats now. I said, oh, no, 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 no. I am taking a nap. She picked her seat. She wanted to stay there. This is it. That's it. So she enjoyed my children for the rest of that flight.
I love that.
So I had did this story as a reaction video on TikTok, and I got so much hate. And it was so brutal now that I'm on Unilad and Yahoo and Inside Edition. But there are a handful of people that get the humor that mom won in the end because she got a nice nap.
You know, all the people who have time to hate don't understand how annoying kids are. You know, in the old days, you know, childbearing, we had more kids, maybe because it was easier, maybe because I didn't have to watch my freaking kids every goddamn second of the day. You know, having the neighbor watching wasn't a big deal. That woman, kind of the neighbor. And also, she's an asshole. She deserved every last bit of that.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And, you know, it's true. Back then, we didn't, you know, it was different. This was 20 years ago. People are thinking this happened last week. 20 years ago, we were still doing go out and play and come back when the lights come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
And what was going to happen? The kids are strapped into the seat. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
And now everyone's paranoid because everyone's the boogeyman behind the thing. So paranoid. Not everyone cares about your kids enough to fuck with them. Okay.
Yeah, right. All I hear is, what if she molested your children? I said, have you lost your mind? Number one, you think I raised two dumb kids? They'd yelled so loud for me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And were they cheating us anyway? Just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, am I? I don't know.
What? Were they cute? Right, exactly. There was probably better looking kids on that plane. I'm not going to deny it.
It's fine. The kids were all right. Okay. Just give me a break. There were other options. And there's also stewardesses going, and everyone stares at kids all day, right? You know, kids are around, everyone's looking.
Right.
The kids are fine.
They're fine. They're fine. The kids are doing better than the adults.
You know, I find with these kids, I see the kids, you know, they're coddled and stuff. They are happier. Not that they don't love their parents, but, you know, you don't want to hang out with the same person all day. The most fucked up kids I see in my family, the ones where their parents keep them under their thumb. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Then they go crazy when they get to the college.
Yes. And you know what? Or even beyond, too. Sometimes because the parents, I've seen parents now get involved in the college life, going to all the games. That kid's going to turn 30 and be the weird person at the bar being like, let's party for the first time. Give me a break.
Very true.
Have you ever gotten any cheap tickets, Cindy?
Cheap tickets?
That turn into a disaster? This is what this is kind of about.
Yeah, I know. That might have been the one disaster, I guess. I did cause a commotion. No, I don't believe I really have. Any trips like that have usually turned out fine. Even better if I didn't have to sit with my kids. So yeah, no, they're great.
I love the cheap tickets. I should do that. I don't have to sit with my freaking husband. I'll tell you.
They're perfect.
This has three fun facts about their cousin, which, to be honest, which were more scandalous. This was all like very heartwarming, which is not that fun. Do you have any three fun facts about any cousins in you or family in you want to share?
Three fun facts.
Any fun facts? Yeah, about three if you have
them. Sure. I mean, my father owned a strip clubs when I was a kid. I grew up in a strip club. There's one fun fact.
That's a fun fact.
My uncle started the first dancing dolls. My uncle, where you go in there and the curtain goes up and the girl dances behind the glass. The more money you put in, the more she'll talk to you over the phone through the glass. My uncle invented that. That's a fun fact.
That's incredible.
We're innovators.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Ask Lauren about San Francisco and going somewhere like that anyway. Cool. Any other fun facts you'd like to share?
I think I've pretty much, you know.
Those are the funnest of the. After that, no, actually, we can't go. After inventing the doll thing, where can we go from there? And raccoon sauce.
Wait, there's a fun fact. There we go. You got three.
We got three
big
right
ones
here.
About my family.
Well, thanks for sharing so much, Cindy. Where can people go find you?
Oh, you can find me at Cindy Arena Comedy everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Venmo, all of them. Cindy Arena Comedy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cindy. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. You can follow the podcast on my page at Lauren Logie. Updates and inside info on my email list, LaurenLogie.com. Thank you to Annie McCutcheon for editing, Edward Silla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. Thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.
The preceding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.